right along, celebrating its 25th year.
I never was captain of the football team. You ain't never been a prom queen. We're just us, and that's okay. Like I do, well, it's a good day. Good day to be me.
7 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's actually Beyond Good Day. Later in the hour, Chef Louis DeAngelis is going to transform Chicken Cacciatore into a beautiful princess. And you'll hear that right here on the air on the Good Day program. All right, food in the focus.
I always get hungry when we have Louis on.
Really? Too early for Chicken Cacciatore, though.
I don't know, man. That sounds good. Yeah.
Really? Never too early for Chicken Cacciatore?
Never too early.
Never. Why isn't there Fish Cacciatore?
There is.
Is there?
Yeah, it's just the sauce.
Yeah, it's just sauce.
Okay.
Put it on anything you want.
Anyway, talk about Fish Cacciatore. How about Pheasant Cacciatore?
Sure, why not? It's a fowl. Yeah.
Venison Cacciatore?
Sure.
I guess you could.
Right?
How about Bunny Rabbit Cacciatore?
Rabbit Cacciatore.
Yum. There you go.
Yeah, he's
more good in West Virginia than here. But
Thumper Cacciatore.
Thumper Cacciatore.
There we go. So from the Story of the Day department, all of the stories from Roberta Ritchie and me are giving you there's a certain amount of food for thought in everything that we present to you. Some of it's silly, some of it's serious. Here's the story from a worker's perspective, where how many of you have found yourself in this position? Angry, angry, angry at work. Really ticked off at the boss. Rich, you've never had that experience, right?
No.
Never?
Never.
Never. And Roberta?
I'm a laid-back guy.
I know you are, yeah, right.
Really, really angry?
Yeah.
Nah. Right. It's not worth the energy.
Here's a worker who got so angry, lost his temper, because he got fired. He was working at a stress ball packing plant.
These never end well.
Stress ball packing plant. He was under great stress. Darren Baldwin is his
stress
name.
Stress ball, those little squeezy balls?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Right. He lost his temper and punched his boss and then took two knives he was fired. This is a temporary job. He just had started. He punched his boss, then he chased him around the warehouse with a couple of knives.
Huh.
According to the prosecutor, the people in this factory knew he had knives with him at work, and he was very unhappy at work. He was threatening the boss, and he said, if you guys tell anybody about this, I'm going to cut you up. So yeah. Obviously this guy's a very sane,
you know what?
Citizen.
We've all been in a position where we've had to fire somebody.
Right.
And you pretty much know before you go in to do the deed how it's going to go.
Yep.
And there have been two situations where I've had a cop standing by when I did.
Really?
Yeah.
When you sent somebody out the door.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody
I don't know if you remember the one guy, Steve. I won't give you his last name, but
hey, Steve.
Yeah, they make comments, they say things, they act in certain ways that makes you think, okay, this could be a situation, and why go there? Mm-hmm. So let's just have somebody standing here. So that when I say, and I don't have them standing there when I say, you're fired.
Right.
But then, you know, I'm sorry, your service is no longer needed. Please collect your things and leave.
Right.
And then once they start to get a little out of hand, that's when you bring the law in. And they just kind of keep it all cool before it gets out of control.
Well, this guy, again, remember, he's at a stress ball packing plant. These balls are supposed to relieve stress. So he's angry.
They caused it.
Punches his boss, then chases him around with a few knives, and gets arrested by the police.
Probably not good for your career aspirations.
I wouldn't have thought it would be very good very good advertising for the stress ball.
Settle down, man. Here, squeeze this for a little bit.
Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more.
I'm going to chase you around the stress ball factory with a couple of blades and a knife I found.
All right, so that's the story. DougSteffen.com is the source of that story. One of the many stories that you can follow. Put yourself in that position if you've been there and done that. How many of you have actually Ever, nobody's ever taken a shot at you, though, Richie, as the boss there, right?
As the boss. No, not as the boss.
Wait a minute. It begs, who's taking a shot at you in another circumstance?
I've had a couple shots taken at me.
Really?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
Well, I got a way for you to build yourself up so that you don't have to worry about that.
Bring it on.
We need to get you on to T-Gen with Nitro Boost because it'd get the blood flowing.
Is that what I need?
Get your muscle mass.
Okay.
You'll be a bigger, stronger, tougher guy, and you won't have to. Those guys can't kick sand in your face anymore.
Oh.
No.
Yeah, I have
sand.
A real problem with that, so please help me out.
Face, yes. Introducing T-Gen with Nitro Boost. It has nothing to do with Jennifer Nunn. I call her Jen, but it's not the same kind of Jen. This is T-G-E-N. T-Gen. It's a testosterone aid along with nitric oxide that will really help you experience much greater things. What can you do with your body? Well, whatever you can do now, you'll be able to do more of when you get onto T-Gen with Nitro Boost. I would not recommend this for women. However, even if you're exercising, but it is good. Women like the results of taking this. Let me leave it that way, and you can figure it out amongst yourselves. Call now, 800-631-6443. Ingredients clinically shown to safely and naturally raise your free testosterone level and making sure that the nitric oxide gets your blood system going because it expands all of the capillaries, the arteries, the veins, so more blood gets through. T-Gen with Nitro Boost, 800-631-6443. And if you mention Doug Steffen, you'll get T-Gen with Nitro Boost at half price. 800-631-6443.
Thank you for calling Discover Card.
I want to ask you a couple of questions.
I've got nothing to hide.
My bill is due today, and I haven't paid yet.
Is that a confession?
Have I committed a crime?
Nope. With our new IT card, you can pay up till midnight Eastern Time by phone or online the day it's due.
Convenient. How do I know you're telling the truth?
Because I work for Discover Card.
Got a witness to verify that?
Just you. You called me.
Okay, that checks out. You recording this?
Yes, I am.
Good, so am I.
I would like a copy.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Finally, a credit card that treats you like you treat you. Payment flexibility. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact, teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon.
It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
Alrighty, emergency vitamin drink mix radio, take 74.
With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C plus energizing B vitamins, emergency will make you immortal.
No.
What?
Emergency supports your immune system.
Oh, immune.
Yeah, it doesn't make you immortal.
No?
No, it doesn't.
Okay, oh, right. Okay,
is it take another one?
Okay. With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C plus energizing B vitamins, emergency supports your immune system.
There we go.
So you'll probably live forever.
What are you doing?
Get your free sample at myemergency.com. Stay healthy and feel the good.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at turntohelpnow.com. At turntohelpnow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to turntohelpnow.com today.
All right, so we have Roberta with her story.
No, I think I'm going next, actually.
You're going next.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
all right.
He's going next.
Rich McFadden. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you the lovely and talented R.C. McFadden.
So when you were a little kid, both of you, or anybody, did you ever dream about being a professional athlete?
No, never.
Never.
First thing
no,
from
I
my
know
mind.
You didn't. Yeah, that's true.
I didn't.
First thing
when
from
when
my
you were,
mind.
All right, well, so just think about it. When you're 8 years old, 10 years old, you're playing baseball and you picture yourself in a professional uniform hitting that home run, or maybe a professional tennis player. And that's what happened to Rebecca Marino, a 22-year-old Canadian tennis player who has worked her way up and become the 38th ranked tennis player in the world.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, not bad, huh?
How old is she?
She's 22. 22.
Oh, now, okay.
She announced yesterday that she's quitting professional tennis. Why?
Why?
Online bullying.
What?
She cannot take the bullying that she's getting on Twitter and Facebook. She has people.
From who?
Just anybody that posts in a tweet that says things like, go die, go burn in hell, and even scold her when they bet on a tennis match and she is the reason they lose money. And she says, it's just not fun anymore.
Jeez.
And she says the fans have just, the mean fans have just taken me into a dark place. I'm battling depression because of all of this, and it's just not fun anymore. So I'm going to quit. So, you know, I mean, think about it. We, you know, we all have jobs. Doug, you know, Roberta, we all get just pummeled by people who disagree with us or don't like what we're going to say. It just happens. And, you know, at first it's hard to deal with. But then you just have to go, hey, listen, it's just the way it is, and it's the way it's going to be. But, I mean, you know, if you have people saying mean things or nasty things about you, how do you deal with it? How do you handle it?
And I have a saying, never argue with a fool. People watching may not know who is who.
Yep. Yep.
There's a slogan I was taught by my dear, dear, dear friend John King when I was doing a local radio program in suburban Boston when I was a kid. I would go after the newspaper and their point of view, and they'd go after me on the air and also go after me. The company that I was running at the time had nothing to do with radio. It was a local transportation company, and it's amazing how many times I could find something wrong with what I was doing. If I didn't say anything about Bob Moore, the editor, or his point of view, they would never comment, they'd never delve into anything. But as soon as I went on the air and took a shot at him, next day there was something in the paper about a bald tire or an accident.
Right.
You know, that kind of stuff. And so my friend John used to say, don't get into a blanking contest with a snake.
Ah.
Blank begins with a P, not
right.
A P.
Well, I think people got it. Yeah, thank you.
Okay. You got it, Richie?
Yeah, but I think the bigger issue here is that she probably was dealing with some issues, and this is, I mean, it's a hard thing to take when you're a celebrity and people are bashing you, and it's easy to get pushed
thin-skinned.
A little bit deeper into the hole. Yeah, but it's tough if you're thin-skinned, man.
Yep.
Really it's really, but you know, hey, listen, this is what teenagers go through, you know, when they're in high school, and this is why some of them kind of just back up into a corner and just, you know, crawl into a corner and don't come out of their shell. It's the online bullying thing is tough.
Yep, it is. Well, in lots of different ways, all kinds of ways. We're no stranger to that discussion. All right, so Richie's taking care of his story. I always have a story to tell, but we'll have Roberta up next in the batter's box at 21 after. This is Good Day.
Is there a less expensive way to detoxify your body? Yes, microplant powder from hempusa.org frees your body of toxins from virus, fungus, bacteria, vaccinations, pharmaceutical residues, heavy metals, parasites, and toxic chemicals in your food and water for around $10 a month. And for persistent health issues, try our Matrix Bio Powder together with microplant powder for a deeper cellular cleaning. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Fall in love with food storage savings this February at BePrepared.com. Going on now, BePrepared.com saves you over $300 with a premium 1,600 one-year supply, including 126 cans of freeze-dried and dehydrated food. Or get the new gourmet 14-day food supply with a full 2,000 calories per day with pre-planned menu. Stroganoff and noodles are 20% off with purchase of six or more. Mountain House pork chops are back in stock at 34% off. Pack your own low-moisture foods with our new do-it-yourself Super Pail combo on sale at 22% off. Add to your preparedness with minor surgery kits at 15% off. And wool blended blankets are only $11.89. The February Fall in Love with Savings Sale ends February 28th at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, visit BePrepared.com or call 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Hey, turn that frown upside down.
Hey, man.
Everything will be all right.
Jammin'. Jammin'. All right, so where are we going, Roberta? You're going down to... you like to go snorkeling. Aren't you going snorkeling?
No, I go scuba diving.
Scuba diving.
I'm going in March, yeah.
No, but we're going to a party, man.
Well, now we're going to a party, man. Like when you were younger, man, did you, like, you know, do a little bit of the ganja weed? You talk them up a little bit, man. Do you talk to your children about what you did, man, and say, oh, man, you don't do that. You don't do that. I did that very, very bad. Very, very bad. You don't do the ganja weed. Well... A new study has found that that's not a good idea, that even if you did the ganja weed when you were younger, not to tell your kids about it. And some parents go, well, you know, I did that. It wasn't good. I'm just telling you because I've been there, done that. They've found now that it's better if you don't tell your kids, because they said if you do, that it actually dilutes the anti-drug message that
you're
trying
to give
to the kids.
It can't be that bad.
Exactly, because they look and say, hey, Mom, like you turned out okay, man. You know, I'll do a little bit of the ganja weed, man, because you'll be okay, man. But that's not the case. So they studied over 500 kids, 8th graders, and interesting, mostly of European and Latino descent who are in the 6th, 7th, and 8th grade. And they said they chose to study those ethnic groups because they have the highest rate of alcohol and marijuana use in the 8th grade.
So
there's just a lot of evidence now that don't tell your kids if you did the ganja weed or anything else.
So professionals say that you should lie to your kids.
No, you just don't say it. And if your kids ask you, yeah, you just say, well, you know, I may have tried it once, but I didn't inhale.
Hey,
man.
You know that twitch that I have?
Hey, man, I didn't inhale, man. I was there, man. I've been very, very happy, man.
Now, here's the reality. We're all going to do stupid stuff when we're in our teens and even into our early 20s. And you're going to learn from it. And that if you... You know, my thing was... I felt that my parents had so much trust in me not to do stupid stuff.
Right.
That
yep.
I didn't.
Yep.
And
yep.
I don't know why, because I totally could have gotten away with a lot of stuff, but I didn't.
And, you know, so now I've taken that, and I'm like, okay, how do I instill that kind of trust in my kids?
Exactly.
So that when they're on their own and I have no idea what they're doing, they do the right thing.
Right.
And, man, that is a complex situation to try and I don't know how my parents did it. I have no idea how they did it. Just for me to be somewhere totally out of their view and to do the right thing.
All right.
Oh.
Fitchy.
Yeah. Man.
Top 10
hey,
big voice announcer, please.
Yeah, man.
For the 10 richest U.S. presidents.
Ah.
This was President's Week.
Can I keep the reggae going?
No,
I'm kind of feeling it.
Hey, bud.
Number 10.
Number 10.
John Fitzgerald Kennedy, a net worth of $1 billion.
Really? Before or after he got shot?
Well, the family. I'm talking about the family, not him. His share of it.
Number 9.
William Jefferson Clinton, estimated to be worth $155 million.
Wow.
Number 8.
Franklin D. Roosevelt, $160 million when he died.
Number 7.
Herbert Hoover, $75 million when he died.
Number 6.
What's relative? Lyndon Johnson, $98 million when he died.
Number 5.
James Madison, $110 million when
Number
he died.
Number 4.
Andrew Jackson, $119 million
Number
when he died.
Number 3.
Teddy Roosevelt, $125 million when he died.
Number 2.
Thomas Jefferson, $212 million when he died.
Number 1.
George Washington, $500 million.
Wow.
Whoa. George Washington?
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds. Over 10 million people have bought the book, What Color is Your Parachute? This manual for job hunters has been extensively updated each year for over 40 years. The author of What Color is Your Parachute? Dick Bowles.
People determine how to job hunt the same way they determine how to live their life. The first person, let us say, will say, I'm going to live my life by luck. The second person will say, I have great intuition. And the third way in which people live their lives is they plan. So somebody's living their life by luck is not going to suddenly turn and become a planner when they do the job hunt. They will live by luck. So our advice to them is, luck depends on intersection. So we say, get out more. Make your job hunt a life of intersection with more people. Get out there, go to social events more than you're accustomed to, and so on. If they're going to live their life by intuition, we say, that depends on noticing things. You suddenly notice something different, and maybe there's opportunity there. And for people who plan, we say, well, you can't plan. I advise people to do who try to plan to get a little looser about, I don't know what's going to come, but I'm prepared for almost anything because I know clearly what the gifts are that I have, and I'll be ready to use them at any turn.
Dick Bowles, author of the bestseller, What Color is Your Parachute? There's more online. Insight.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com. Spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
Stephens Good Day rolls right along, celebrating its 25th year.
Sitting there on our toes all muddy, the first kiss was sweeter than honey. Every time that I look back, I say, man, that was a good day.
Time for the Dear One to visit us here on the Doug Stafford Good Day program. Dear Chef Louie. Chef Louie DeAngelis is here with us on the Good Day program to help you eat well.
Dear Chef Louie.
A recipe for chicken cacciatore, which we will get to. He eats well, as you can tell by looking at him, and he feels well, and he helps a lot of people to eat well and feel well. You can eat well, feel well, and not necessarily let it go to your head or your hips.
Well, I was just about to ask him, Louie, do you ever get a Dear Chef Louie letter that goes something like this? Dear Chef Louie, I'm a great cook. My husband loves my cooking. Now he's a fat slob, and I want to leave him for somebody better looking.
Like you, Louie.
Yeah.
That rhymes.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it does. I get bonus points.
Good for you.
But I have never gotten a letter like that.
You've never got a letter like that. Okay.
Yeah. Only from my wife, probably.
All right. So the food news this week, we're here to talk a little fun, have some food together. Louie's going to give us a recipe for chicken cacciatore in a few moments.
It looks good.
The recalls this week seem to fit into something that happens, we were commenting on this earlier, Louie, all too often. There was some product from Nestle's, it was cheese something or other. It was a lasagna, I don't remember, but there was glass.
Yeah,
in it.
It was a pasta dish.
One of the Nestle companies. And then Richie just told us this morning about another.
There's a sausage. Smithfield sausage has a recall because they found plastic
in it.
Likely from some of the protective gloves that the workers wear.
Okay. So you know how you can avoid this? Let's see if I can get Louie on the same page here. This is very easy to avoid. Don't buy these pre-packaged processed products. Don't buy them.
You know, when I realized this, when the pink slime thing was going on, I went into the butcher at the Costco and asked him, does your ground beef have pink slime in it? and whatever the official name of it was. And he said, let me show you something.
Time sounds like...
Right, yeah. Separated, you know, meat or whatever it is. So he walks me out to the freezer section, you know, where everybody walks and looks at the meats and picks them up. He says, see these here with the clear cellophane wrap on the top and the styrofoam on the bottom? I said, yes. He goes, I cut and grind those myself. Mm-hmm. Nothing else goes in them. Yeah. See these over here in the nice labeled package where you can't really see the meat through it and it's kind of like in the tube or something? I cannot tell you what's in that. I have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
And ever since then, I always buy the one that is ground fresh at the local store.
Right. Yeah, it's the difference between anything that's packaged that you can't see. You know, just don't buy it if you can't see it.
All right. So I saw a picture this week. It was about as disgusting as anything I've ever seen in my life.
Old girlfriend?
No. Well.
Looking at my website again, Doug?
No. Here's some guy who's got a very, this is somebody who must be a friend of Roberta's. This guy's got such a distorted sense of humor. He has a chicken carcass with the wings tied up to chains and the legs tied up to chains. Posted on his website. Use the rest of your imagination, folks. And
thank you for that.
Keep moving on.
How's that going down with your Wheaties, everybody?
He was probably wearing a fur coat at the time he did that.
All right. Is Burger King big in the breakfast business?
Yes.
Are they? In what way? Are they serving regular what kind
just
of...
like McDonald's. They have the croissant sandwiches, the biscuit sandwiches.
Going to Burger King or to Wendy's. Can I have an Egg McMuffin, please? What do they tell you if you ask you...
They don't tell you anything. They give you the sandwich that is competitive.
Really?
The same sandwich that they make, yeah. They won't say anything back.
So why do we need... I don't understand. I've never understood that. Maybe, Louis, you can help us. On the corners, if it's a four corners... One corner, Burger King. Another corner, McDonald's. Third corner would be Wendy's, probably. And the fourth corner is some local...
Would be a heart surgery inpatient center.
Yeah. Yeah.
And upstairs, the meat one is a cardiac office.
Yeah, right, Dr. Yeah. Ken's cardiology clinic.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right, so...
or a MetaFast diet place.
All right, so how is it that people all wonder how much business there is? I suppose I was going down the street. I was at Hollywood. Let me think. Where was I the other night? There was a Carl's Jr. These are the local stores. Carl's Jr., In-N-Out Burger, and a local burger house, and I'm trying to remember the name of it.
Didn't we just hear a report this week that that there's finally a kind of a flattening off of the trend of obesity in kids?
Yes.
With adults, it's kind of stopped. The obesity trend, it's been going up for, 20 years? And it finally has plateaued.
Without
kids,
too much beer.
Yeah, in my case, anyway. Right. With kids, it's actually dropped a little bit. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think we're finally, you know, after 10 years, everybody's saying, ooh, McDonald's bad, ooh, this bad, ooh, this bad. People are eating it responsibly, you know, meaning that they're not living on McDonald's. They're just, okay, I need something quick, I'm stopping here at McDonald's.
I think it's simple economics. They just can't afford to keep buying all the snacks that they've been buying. Because parents especially use reward system. They use food as a reward system with their kids, or they use it to shut them up.
Did that happen?
After school.
Did you do that with your children, or did you have it when you were a child? Did you get rewarded? I'm now trying to think. Yeah, when I decided, my father says, okay, let's go get an ice cream.
Yeah.
So let's do good things. You know, you're going to go out and get an ice cream cone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, that's really fascinating. I've never thought about it quite that way.
I think it's just simple economics right now. People just, you notice, like down here in Florida, they just closed 33 sweet-based stores because they're underperforming. And these are stores that, you know, were super stores at one time, but all the grocery stores are feeling a pinch right now.
So they closed how many stores?
33.
Wow.
Wow, out of
how
many?
Maybe,
wow.
About 112.
Good
and,
Lord.
Yeah, it's up to 4,400 people out of work that they couldn't replace into other stores. These are people that aren't going to go out and buy more food, buy more snacks, buy more junk food. They're just not going to. It's a belt tight.
Wow. There's somebody who said to me yesterday they can't afford, and I was going to argue with this person, but he's an older folk. I was thinking when he told me he went to McDonald's, this guy's 89 years old, and all he could do was afford to go to McDonald's. So I'm thinking, all right, how many other? It's kind of like Walmart. You can only go, you can only afford to shop there. How many people can only buy their food? And then I said to him, that's not really true. If you buy, he lives with his daughter. If she were to buy all of the food that you would like to eat and buy it locally, you could fix that meal and it'd be better for you and it wouldn't cost any more than going to buy junk at a fast food store. Right?
Absolutely. You know, take an Egg McMuffin for $1.19, whatever it is. You know, if you took your own muff, took an egg that's worth 17 cents, the cheese, and toasted up your muffin, I mean, you're under 50 cents for the whole deal. You know, do it yourself. But you know, what a lot of people do is they figure, I'm only spending $1 a day instead of at the end of the week looking at how much they've spent on it, and they could have bought a whole package of muffins or a dozen eggs or some cheese. You know, it's, when you net out the money a little at a time, I think they feel saving money.
Yeah,
maybe and that's the psychology behind these fast food stores. That's one of their psychology.
Yeah,
as a family-friendly show, Lou, I'm going to have to ask you to refrain from talking about toasting up your muffin.
Yeah. Right. Check with you. Well, we're going to get this chicken catch story recipe on there. You can check it out in Chef Louis' Recipes. The box is at the right-hand side of the Doug Steffen. Thank you, Stephan, Doug Steffen homepage. How about some great news for those of you who are trying and who have actually decided to look your best and take whatever action it takes to get your teeth cleaned up. A lot of you are baby boomers. Hardest thing that you have to cope with, other than feeling older, is looking older. And nothing makes you look older than yellow, stained teeth. You don't have normal-looking teeth. It's a demerit. It's a distraction. It's not good. Very unhelpful. All you have to do with power swabs, swab your teeth for 2 minutes. Your teeth are whiter in 5 minutes. I've noticed it. I've worked on it. My teeth are looking a lot better, and I'm not having to use bleaches or having to use sandpaper, toothpaste, none of that stuff. I use power swabs, and you can too. Matter of fact, use this process. Your teeth will be whiter than you can imagine if you do it every day for a week. Wow. What a difference a week will make. Call today and learn how you can save 50% off the retail price. I'll tell you the secret. Just tell them you're listening to Doug Steffen, and you get 50% off power swabs to clean up your teeth. 800-867-4089. Got dirty yellow teeth? Then call this number now. 800-867-4089.
My emergency vitamin drink mix helps me be there to direct a class play day after drama-filled day. Directors don't have understudies, so with a whole troop of teenagers counting on me to turn them into heroes and villains on stage, I depend on emergency.
All right, places, everybody. Curtain up.
With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C and other antioxidants for immune support, plus energizing B vitamins, I'm there for each wardrobe fitting and lighting cue.
Get your free sample at myemergency.com. Stay healthy and feel the good.
Thank you for calling Discover Card.
I want to ask you a couple of questions.
I've got nothing to hide.
My bill is due today and I haven't paid yet.
Is that a confession?
Have I committed a crime?
Nope. With our new e-card, you can pay up till midnight Eastern Time by phone or online the day it's due.
Convenient. How do I know you're telling the truth?
Because I work for Discover Card.
Got a witness to verify that?
Just you. You called me.
Okay, that checks out. You recording this?
Yes, I am.
Good, so am I.
I would like a copy.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Finally, a credit card that treats you like you treat you. Payment flexibility. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
I am so sick of double talk from our politicians about fixing our broken economy. So today I'm turning over the mic to Breda, a smart 9-year-old girl, to help explain the simple truth about money. Welcome, Breda. How do you feel about the rising debt, the shrinking dollar?
Well, Roger, I'm disgusted. I work hard for my allowance, taking care of my dog, doing my chores and homework. That's why I use the paper dollars I earn to buy gold and silver.
You do?
Uh-huh. At least now my money can grow with me instead of holding shrinking dollars.
Ha! Where'd you learn so much about money?
My grandpa says the only money worth saving today is real money, gold and silver, and it's all explained in a new book, The Great Debasement. It's that simple.
Well, there you have it, from the mouths of babes, the very babes soon forced to pay the bill for government mismanagement. Take Breda's advice. Learn how to win the battle for your money. Call now for a free copy of The Great Debasement. Call 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646 for the simple truth.
Right now, custom banners and posters are 50% off at Staples, which means it's less expensive than ever to get all the banners and posters your small business needs.
Okay, let's double check your order. I have a grand reopening banner, 500 sale flyers, business cards, a few passive-aggressive break room posters, and a less passive 6-foot banner advising people to stay away from your lunch in the fridge.
Sounds about right.
Perfect.
For a limited time, custom banners and posters are 50% off at Staples. That was easy. No coupon needed. Details in store and at staples.com/copy and print.
Hey, Flo.
Yeah?
Let's wrap up this leaf blowing, and then we can finish pruning the shrubs up front.
Already done. Hey, one question.
Yeah?
Just hypothetically, if the shrubs were pruned to look like cartoon animals, that would be a good thing, right? Hypothetically?
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at TurnToHelpNow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Oh, I'm glad we got Richie's weekend food all taken care of.
I've got my dinner for Sunday night laid out right here.
All right, let's have Chef Louie give you the overview he has that Richie's going to use for chicken statutory.
Statutory. This is so easy, Louie.
Well, the thing about chicken statutory is, you know, the idea behind it's a one-pot meal, and it's a good, hearty, stew-like dinner. It's great to warm you up in the winter. And in the summer, it's great because it doesn't turn your oven into a space heater for the whole house. So one-pot meals are great. So I've always asked people, what do you think the name chicken cacciatore means? Now, Roberta, I know you already know the answer to this.
What does it mean?
Means hunter.
Well, yeah. It comes from a Latin slash Roman vulgar slash American. It's a catcher, a guy that catches food.
Right.
Now, before Doug gets visions of Homer Fudd chasing that wascoey chicken, it doesn't mean that they're out hunting chicken, but a hunter's style of cooking is throw everything you got, put it in a pot, and cook it.
Now, that I can identify with.
Yeah, Doug is definitely the hunter style of cook.
Right.
Yeah, this is Doug Cacciatore. Good day.
And can you do tuna cacciatore?
Doug, the idea, the jumping off point for this dish, you can use any protein you want with it. Just change a couple of flavor tones. Like if you're going to do it with beef, throw red wine in it. If you're going to use it with veal or pork, you know, use red or white wine. Either one works with those. Or you can use it with fish, with a hard-packed fish. And it works as well with a little butter sauce and white wine. And it just makes it so easy. In 45 minutes to an hour, you're done.
So the thing I like about this, Louie, is you basically just brown the chicken, saute the onions and the mushrooms, and then throw in the wine and the broth and 25 to 30 minutes in one pot, and boom, it's ready. Throw it over a little pasta, and you're done.
Yeah, or it's just the way it is, either way. And you can add stuff. Like, I don't salt my foods, but I'll go to the source, and I'll take, like, green pimentoed olives in there, half a dozen of them. That'll salt it enough. Or you throw black olives in it, or anything that's handy that looks like it would work well with the dish. Yeah. That's the idea behind Hunter's style.
You know, the beauty of this this thing that we do each week where you bring it is, you know, everybody's got their wheelhouse of, okay, what am I going to make tonight for dinner? Here's something that's quick and easy and everybody likes. And, you know, every now and then I'll find one of these, you know, that, okay, this is now in my wheelhouse. The scampi was the last one. The kids love the scampi. And it takes me 10-15 minutes to put together.
Yeah.
And they eat it up, man. So I'm all over it, and I think this one's going to be in my wheelhouse, too.
All right. You know,
my whole deal is to get as few ingredients as possible and make it easy.
There you go.
Good.
So check out Chef Louie's Easy Recipes on the right-hand side of the homepage behind his picture at DougStephan.com. I want to tip a hat to Laura King. Her three children were acting normally, enjoying dinner at an Italian restaurant in Washington State. Staffers at the restaurant were impressed with her children and their table manners during the dinner that they thanked her children and gave the family of five a free bowl of ice cream. When these folks got home, She noticed a $4 well-behaved kids discount on her receipt to cover the dessert. I thought that was pretty cool. Right on the, it's so sad that it's the exception rather than the rule, but it is something, I mean.
So that's why I have that $3 upcharge on all of my restaurant bills.
Yeah, that's it, right. Leave your kids at home. All right, Chef Louie, thank you for being here on Good Day.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
It's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Never-ending winter of 2012-2013. We need to have a word or two with a certain groundhog. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. We take you back 20 days, Saturday, February 2nd, Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania.
There is no shadow to see in early spring for you and me.
Nice work there, Phil. Cold weather locations across the country, especially the Northeast, not only didn't get any early spring weather, but winter immediately got worse, and that included the massive Northeast blizzard of February 8th and 9th. And what do you know? A huge chunk of the country is now dealing with yet another major winter storm. This is the sound of a snowplow. And where is it plowing? Take your pick. Lots of places. A winter storm that began in the west earlier this week blasted across the Great Plains yesterday, closing schools, scrambling air travel plans, and resulting in some deaths as well. This woman lives in Wichita, Kansas, and she says about a foot of snow there has been tough to take.
Getting 11.5 in Wichita, 24 hours is way more than we are prepared to handle here.
And there was more than just falling snow in Wichita. This storm had a little bit of everything.
A lot of people who've lived here a long time, maybe their whole lives, have never seen a thunder snow happen, but we had thunder snow and thunder sleet.
And this storm is moving east. Portions of the Midwest, including Chicago and Indianapolis, getting hit today. The storm will eventually make its way to the Northeast, mostly a rainmaker for New York City, but to the north, the Boston area, it will be their third straight weekend snowstorm. Boston residents are hoping for a better response from their city this time as compared to the blizzard a few weeks back.
I live on Monument Ave. Our street wasn't plowed for a couple of days.
Meanwhile, in a certain Pennsylvania town, there's a groundhog last seen sporting a fake nose and glasses. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
I'm back in the saddle again. Found where
Walmart
is a friend.
Low prices are on Healthy Choice Cafe Steamers meals and Kellogg's Special K Red Berry Cereal.
Which I am.
like you'll play Greek yogurt.
Back in the saddle again.
At Walmart, find everything you need to get back on track this year. Backed by AdMatch. Our stores will match the price of any local competitor's printed ad on identical products. Not applicable to Walmart.com. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Because Jan switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her savings account wants to take her to a fireworks show. But it can't. It's a savings account. It can't read where the next fireworks show is in the local paper. Switch to Geico, and every time you see extra money, you'll know your savings account wants to take you to a fireworks show. But remember, it can't. It doesn't know how to read. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
On Wall Street, the markets closed down yesterday, but it could have been worse if not for a late rally. The Dow rebounding to close down only 47 points to 13,881. S&P down 10. NASDAQ dropped 33. Crude oil down again, another $2.38 a barrel, finishing at $92.84. Prices at the pump. The AAA daily fuel gauge shows the average price for a gallon of regular nationwide is $3.78, up a penny from yesterday, and that's 36 consecutive days of rising prices. But maybe this isn't as bad as we think. Our friends at 93 KHJ Radio in American Samoa tell us gas on one of the outlying islands there is now $10 a gallon. Cheaper just to swim from island to island. Something else that's up. Sales of existing homes up 0.4% in January as the inventory of homes on the market fell nearly 5%. And finally, a reminder about what's happening this Sunday night. It's the Oscars! The Academy Awards telecast on ABC. Time to present a rapid-fire montage of clips from the 9 nominated movies vying for Best Picture. See how many you can name, and we present them in alphabetical order. Here we go.
You worried about the Ayatollah? Try the WGA.
It wasn't no time to sit around crying like a bunch of babies.
Think nothing nobody is selling is worth buying. I'm curious.
Store a loaf of bread.
My name is Bhai Patel.
Things which are equal to the same thing are equal to each other.
So yeah, I snapped.
I know certainty freaks you guys out, but it's 100.
The 9 Best Picture nominees in order: Amour, Argo, Beasts of the Southern Wild, Django Unchained, Les Miserables, Life of Pi, Lincoln, Silver Linings Playbook, and Zero Dark Thirty. No one asked, but here are my predictions. Life of Pi, Best Picture, Bradley Cooper, Best Actor, Emmanuel Riva, Best Actress. Come Monday morning, if I'm right, I look like a genius. If I'm wrong, so what? I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Maxwell, you're on.
Cool. And so you just want me to read the script? You don't want me to do the wee thing? Okay. Today, I'm going to talk about the new Geico mobile app and how you can manage your policy and get your ID card and customize it with your favorite Geico character. But I'm not yelling wee or anything because they don't want me to, right?
Correct.
Okay, just saying it's my thing.
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com, sign up as a distributor, and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.